السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. اللهم صل عليه في الأولين وصل عليه في الآخرين وصل عليه في كل ملأ وحين، اللهم صل عليه في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، today إن شاء الله we will يعني give just snapshots. جزاك الله خير. Just give snapshots actually on one of the surahs in Quran, which is Surah An-Nur. Surah An-Nur هي سورة مدنية. Revealed in Medina, all of it. And we will just going to stop at some of the like snapshots in the surah, because it is, in reality, you need to have multiple sessions in terms of understanding ahkam in this surah, because it's ordering us as Muslims to specific behavior. And it's mainly the relationship between the man and the woman, the husband and the wife, and also telling us in terms of behavior. And I'll touch on this part because it is giving you the characteristics or values of a Muslim. How do you behave in such situations? And if you, we start with this one, it's Surah An-Nur itself as a name. It's Surah the Light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention or did not mean the light as in physical light, but light means in logical light. In terms of to enlighten your heart of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering you in this ayah or in this surah specifically, because it highlights a lot of things that is actually happening in our time and is probably day to day in the media and among ourselves, and you actually don't know that it is major sin that you are or we are doing this. The ayah, also the surah has the ayah or this whole story of hadithat al-ifk, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call it al-ifk explicitly. Well, ifk in the Arabic language means al-kadhib al-muta'ammad. يعني هنالك in Arabic language, a lie, it's a lie, it's a kadhib. But you might lie, but you don't know, so you don't mean. But you might lie and you mean, so you mean that you know the truth. But intentionally someone lie on purpose, and that called al-ifk or al-buhtan. That means to lie on purpose. So they know the truth, but they lie on purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call it al-ifk explicitly, because it's a total lie. And the people who started this, they know the truth, but they go on and on in it in terms of wal-ya'udhu billah, throwing a total lie to Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, with a total lie that they've come up with a whole story. The story is long, and I don't have the time, as we are very restricted on time because of the university. But the story is accusing Sayyidah Aisha with a total lie, something did not happen, wali'udhu billah. And the problem is not only the lie itself, the problem is some of the Sahaba who are known to us started to be one of the people who are spreading that bad news among the others. And when you read who are these Sahaba, you will be shocked. Why these people are doing this? Because that's the habit or the wrong habit as a person. When you hear someone saying something, you do not investigate and assess, are you saying this the truth, or are you saying this, have you seen it with your own eyes? That type of assessing, whatever you are getting, someone is telling you something, his first time he's ordered up front to tell the truth, but if he is not, or maybe he think, and then you have to drive these questions in terms of, you have to ask the question in terms of, is he or she is telling the truth? Are you sure? Have you seen it with your own eyes? And that's why the word shahid, to be a witness, that means you have to be a witness who is not know about something, that no, you have to see it with your own eyes. That's a witness. If you just know about it from the media or from some friend or for someone told you, you are not a witness. And you should not take it as a fact. Because he or she, whoever told you something, may not be telling you the truth. And this is one of the things that highlight in this surah of that behavior, because the lie started, and people like Hassan ibn Thabit, who is one of the Sahaba, Mustah, who is the cousin of Sayyidah Aisha himself, Hannah, who is the sister of the wife of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Hannah bint Jahsh, she is the sister of Zainab bint Jahsh, who is the wife. They started to spread this news and tell everybody about it without checking and investigating, is that a lie or is that the truth? Which happens in our days. Someone told you something and you take that whatever they tell you and you spread it out and tell the others. And it's a funny thing when someone told you something and then tell you, oh, but never ever told someone. Why you say it up front? If you don't want this to go out, then don't say it. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah specifically highlighted this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in this ayah, يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُ لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا. والغريب, if you ask, if you check the ayah itself, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting, don't do this, Allah did not say to us, don't do. Allah told us, يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُ لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا. يَعِذُكُم, Allah is preaching you. And when you analyze this, it tells you something. Because Allah sometimes, when He ordering you order, explicit order, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا, for example, that means you have to do it. الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْشَيْطَانُ, all of that explicitly. But when Allah is telling you, يَعِذُكُم, that means it's something that you know you should not do up front. Allah is reminding you not to do it. So that means you know it's wrong and you shouldn't do it. You remind yourself, يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُ لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا. The word نَصْح, that means you know the right thing, but don't do it. So this is a wrong thing that you have to avoid it. That's something that Allah used in this one to understand the meaning of يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُ. And in ayah itself, in another ayah, in the same surah for the same story, يَظُنُّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. الظَّنِّ بِنَفْسِكَ خَيْرًا, that means you think you're good. You should not take yourself in something mean behavior like this. When someone is backbiting someone, a man or a woman, in any way, you should tell him stop. Because simple rule, he or she is backbiting someone, he is going to backbite you in front of someone else. That's it. If someone is doing this as a behavior, he is going to do it to you after you leave with someone else. And Allah forbid the backbite itself, al-ghiba in Arabic, to mention someone in a bad way, even if you are telling the truth. I'll repeat, even if you are telling the truth, do not mention him or her in his absence in a bad way. You tell, but that's the truth. Yes, the truth, you are. If you are being asked to be a witness, yes, you do it. If you are not, don't do it. What do I mean by a witness? Yani, for example, someone is telling you, I have this XYZ person, he wants to marry someone. Do you know anything about him? That's a witness that you have to tell him the truth if you have seen him with your own eyes. Otherwise, keep silent. يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُ لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا. Allah is highlighting this value to know that that behavior is forbidden. Look at our media, even in Muslim countries, extremely bad. Talking about people's personal life or personal behavior and so on. But subhanAllah, and حتى العلماء highlighted something. Someone could be very, very bad. Could be very, very bad. But there is some good in him in some way. What is that? Subhanallah. When someone is very bad, let's assume his behavior is whatever, but nobody knows about it. And that is Satrullah. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lahu ma'ana satr. So what does it mean by satr? Satr means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hiding your sins from the others, they don't know about it. Satrullah means that you already are doing a sin, but nobody knows about it. Imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everybody will know the sin of everybody of us. We will never ever look at everybody's face. Nobody will look at anyone. Lakin subhanallah, Allahu arada bina satr. That means Allah is hiding this. And when someone, even if he is bad, there's some good in him. But if you disclose everything bad about this person in front of everybody, you lose him totally. Even that small part of good things that he or she could do, you lost it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlight the value of attitude of satr that you have to do. Wa Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam told us in the hadith, من سطر مؤمنا سطره الله مسلما سطره الله في الدنيا والآخرة. He said that type of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hide your sins, hide your bad behavior, bad attitude. People doesn't know about it. Allah do this one, it's a given for you in dunya and given in you in the day of judgment. Given you in dunya, nobody knows about it. But given you in the day of judgment, what will happen? Oh, subhanallah. Subhanallah ala fadiha fi yawm al-akhir. Day of Judgment is also has this scandal in the Day of Judgment. How will that happen? Oh, subhanallah. Satrillah, when Allah is hiding your sins in the Day of Judgment, you will take your book, man ukhida kitabahu bi yamineh. Subhanallah. Your sins is from the inside. Your good is from the outside. So that means everybody will see your how good you have been. If you lose your satr, it's the other way around. All your sins for everybody to read, everybody to know. Allahumma asturna fawqa al-ard wa tahta al-ard wa 'inda al-'ard. Keep in mind this. Don't break anybody hidden secrets, even if you know about it, even if it's the truth. It's him or her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, يَعُوذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا. Never get yourself to that behavior. It's a value that Allah is hiding this. Even if you are a sinner, Allah is hiding this. But if you actually, subhanallah, continue on the sin on purpose, and now you exceed the limit, subhanallah, يُكْشَفْ سَتْرَكْ. Subhanallah. Wallahi, 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 and I don't want to mention names. People that I know them. And there's nothing wrong with them. Subhanallah. You know shocking facts. Why? And that tells you something here. The sin was already done for a while, but it exceeded the limit. And now, you are going to lose the satr. You are going to lose that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hiding from the people will know about it. And that's why that simple behavior, not getting into namima, ghiba, which is to backbite someone in a bad way, not to transferring any bad news among us, stop it. Yani Sayyidina Musa has a very common story which I probably told you about it before, but I repeat it because it raises the value. Once they have drought and dry and they have been praying and asking Allah many times to have water. Many times. And Prophet Musa asked Allah for the water and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, there is a sinner among you. And the word sinner, that means he's not athim. There is in Arabic, al-ithm, that means the sin. Wa athim, the one who does the sin. وَأَثِيم, that means the one who does the sin, but many times. أَثِيم. Many times. If someone is doing this. Something. Allah did not tell Prophet Musa, who is he and what he is doing. Even that one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him. When Prophet Musa get back and forth among his people and said, the sinner, please leave us. We have haven't drought and drought because of you. There's no rain. Anyway, and suddenly after some times and after asking Allah many times, the rain comes down. And Prophet Musa get back to Allah and said, has that sinner been? And what happens to him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him he repents. And then Musa wants to know, subhanAllah, and as a prophet, he wants to know, who is that sinner that Allah accepted his repentance? Just to know him. Yani imagine this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when accepted your repentance and your forgiveness, Allah forgive you. And Musa just wants to know the person. And he asked Allah for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, yani I've been doing this sect while he was a sinner. Now he is a repentant. Should I tell you his name? He's done it. He's already has been accepted. His forgiveness has been accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever disclose his name. Keep that satr to you, your family, your children. Don't break it. You break it, that means you've exceeded the limit. يَعَذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُ لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا. That's one of the values in this ayah that highlighted sharply actually into this one. Allah is giving us again in this ayah many, many things to be honest. دخول البيوت, يعني when you go into a house, you have to استأذن وتستأنسوا. That is an order. An order for you to knock at the door. And if you've been asked who are you, you have to tell who are you. Not only this. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. يعني if you knock at someone's door and he told you, nah, please, I don't have time to meet you now. Can you come back again? Don't take it personal. Allah is ordering you. إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. يعني it's not a problem. You have to respect people's privacy. And they have to respect you privately. Because when we talk about freedom, which is a word which I don't know, and the limits of that word, you have to be careful because your freedom has boundaries. Your boundary is the boundary of others, people's freedom. That's where your boundary is. So if you want the people not to get into your own freedom, private life, then you have to respect their own freedom. That's it. You always have boundaries, and they always have boundaries, and everyone stop at your boundary, and they will stop at their boundary. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isti'adhan is always a behavior that Allah is ordering us explicitly to do that. And it's not a bad thing to be told, come back again later. It's not a bad thing to be asked, who are you? And don't say just me, no, who are you? Name, person, define yourself. That's what Allah is ordering and highlighting in this ayah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى اليمين والشمال ومظلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. أما بعد, in the same surah Allah is highlighting one of the main ayat in this one. إن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم. This ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking us, isha'at al-fahisha, to spread out all of these scandals and bad news about this person, about this lady, about this man, about this boy, about this girl. And we are transferring this. Everyone is talking about it here. It's from X, you transfer it to Y, and Y take it to B, and so on and so on. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us not to do this, Allah started the ayah with something really has to be highlighted in you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَحِشَةَ. Allah is emphasizing here some kind of behavior, because you express what you impress, as they said in English. So what you express with your own words is what you impress in your heart, in your mind. And Allah, when He started this, He said, Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَحِشَةَ. That means the action of spreading the bad news is not just an action you do haphazard or suddenly. No, you love to do that. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَحِشَةَ. And that means the problem is in the heart. It's not just the action. It's the heart has the problem. And that's why Allah started, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those people who love to spread out. Al-fahisha is a word of every wrongdoings. Everything wrongdoings that Allah forbid is fahisha. وَالْفُحْشِ وَلْيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ is a sin that you do. Never ever ask yourself, is that sin is a minor or major? I hate this question. Because it exactly means that, can I do it or not? Yani logically, if someone takes a cup of water and said, is that clean water? Does he mean asking about the clean water? No, he means, can I drink it or not? And if someone asks you, and someone people ask me, I want to do X, Y, Z, is that a minor or a major? That means, can I do it or not? The answer is no, don't do it. It's not about major or minor. It's about the glory of Allah that you are disobeying. That's where the key point. Not so it's a minor or a major. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting it as a major, major attitude or behavior. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةِ حُبْ نَشْرِ الْفَاحِشَةِ. The love of spreading this news, bad news about people, whatever it is. This one is doing this and this one is doing that and this one is the son of this and he's illegitimate and all of that. All of that is absolutely forbidden. And again I will repeat, it's the problem of the heart. It's not just the behavior. It's the heart has the disease. You have to cleanse your heart. Then your behavior will cleanse. You have to change. لَيُغَيْرُ اللَّهُمَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. You have to change from the inside. You're outside automatically. Because you will impress something different and that means you will express something different. And as I said in the last khutbah, that if you want to do something you haven't done before, you have to learn to know something that you haven't been, or you have to be a person that you haven't been before. It's you have to change your heart. And then everything will change. Also in the same surah, because this is the surah of, as I said, the whole thing of relationship between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife. وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ. Subhanallah. Allah is ordering us to do nikah. With something very interesting that ulama highlighted in this specific ayah, which is a very bit of Arabic language or Arabic grammar here, but just because it highlights the meaning. The verb nakaha in the Arabic language start with hamzat wasl, which hamzat qat'a. Okay, what do I mean? Let me just explain this one. In the Arabic language, if I said a'akul, this hamza is hamzat qat'a, that means explicit. Explicit. But if I say tabi'u, this hamza, because hamza wasl, that means it's implicit. It is not, you have to stop at it. And when the hamza comes in the starting the verb qat'a, that means it's mandatory. It's something you as a person has to do. وَأَنْكِحُوا مش وَأَنْكِحُوا وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ. You see that from the grammar, they know how to emphasize the verb that is explicitly to you and I individually. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ. Something that has been highlighted among us as a Muslim, that we have to facilitate this action. Facilitate it in any way. Something that we are missing in our community or our society, to facilitate the marriage, but in a very professional and Islamic way. Because there's a lot, a mess is going on, but I mean it in an Islamic way. That's what we have to highlight. To give and put open an opportunity for young men and women to do the nikah. Because Allah told us, وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. That means it's not, money is not the matter, it's not the issue. Because Allah told you, يُغْنِهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless this and will give them the right rizq inshaAllah. Something that we need to highlight, because that is protecting our community and our society. As a Muslim, we need to think about this. Because that's the protection for all of us and our children and our daughter and our sons. It's a value and an order. Allah ordered us in this. Again, the surah has many values, but I'll just stop in some of them because really, really it has more than that. And I would love to continue, but there's no time. And I know that our students, inshallah, will have an exam. May Allah make it a very easy exam. Allahumma yassir lana kulla asir. Inshallah, we will stop at this and we will continue, inshallah, if we still have life, maybe in the future, inshallah, about this. I want to remind you that the community, the AGM for the Islamic Welfare Society is on Sunday. We need to invite more people, new blood to take in, because the people who has been working in this community or in this charity organization has been for a while supporting the Salah here and supporting a lot of activities in the community. We need new people and new blood and new ideas just to push more energy and go on. So I hope to see all of these faces, inshallah, in this on Sunday, and inshallah there will be announced after Salah, inshallah, to attend bi-idhnillah. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Allahumma asturna fawqa al-ard wa tahta al-ard wa 'inda al-'ard. Allahumma arhamna bi tarki al-ma'asi abadan ma ahyaytana ya rabb al-'alamin. Allahumma arhamna bi tarki al-ma'asi abadan ma ahyaytana ya rabb al-'alamin. اللهم استر علينا ذنوبنا يا أكرم الأكرمين، واستر علينا وعلى ذنوب أولادنا وأنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم زوج بناتنا أزواجا صالحين، وزوج أولادنا زوجات صالحات. اللهم ارزقهم أزواجا صالحين وزوجات صالحات بفضلك يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسر عليهم النكاح يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمهم واسترهم في الأرض يا أرحم الراحمين. يسر علينا كل عسير بفضلك يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسر على كل طالب للعلم يا رب، يسر عليهم يا رب دراسته يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعله يسيرا عليه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا أنت الميسر يا أكرم الأكرمين، يسر على طلبة العلم يا رب العالمين كل ما سألوا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم آخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.